It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
I have a bothersome earworm. In my case, it's not a song, but a radio advertisement that keeps running in my head whenever I go to the barn. It pitches a chain of senior living centers for people who enjoy socializing with other active seniors, but with enhanced facilities for those who, quote, need a little extra help, unquote. The ad annoys me because of that euphemism of a little extra help. It strikes me that if you need to be in one of those enhanced facilities, you probably need more than just an occasional hand. There's nothing wrong with needing help. Why can't we just acknowledge the need plainly? The ad pops into my mind because my oldest ewe, Nilifer, is getting to where she needs that little extra help. For many months, she and her next oldest age mate, Lale, have been very slow to stand up in the morning. They wait to rise until I'm on the verge of putting their grain treat in their bowls. But for several days last week, Nilifer wasn't just delaying. When the time came, no matter how hard she pushed, she simply didn't seem to have the strength to get up. The first time it happened, Eric was with me. Together, we lifted her to a standing position, from which she was able to walk quite well and unassisted. The next morning, doing chores alone, I observed that Nilifer was sleeping up against the wall, which she used to lean on for support as she tried to thrust herself up to standing. But it turned out she still needed a little lift from me. Thankfully, because Eric had to go back to the city, I ultimately figured out how to get her up myself more easily without the wall support by just lifting her hips. But lately, when we check in by phone, Eric's first question is often, was Nilifer standing this morning? Nilifer did bounce back after several days, and she was again standing with the others most recent mornings when I got to the barn. The vet suspects it's just arthritis. But at feeding time, because she's no longer as strong as the other sheep, they often push her out of the way to get to the grain bowls. She has trouble getting an equitable portion of that special treat. She's taken to coming to me to be fed directly from the grain bucket. More extra help. Friday, when I filled their bowls and opened the barn doors, leading to the usual charge in for the grain, I looked for Nilifer, expecting her to come to me for the grain in the bucket. There was no sign of her, though, as I surveyed the barn. As I began to head out to see if she was still in the pasture, I found her on her side on the floor of the barn, feet still running, trying to get up. She had apparently slipped during the charge for the food and couldn't right herself. This being a farm, the question of course arises whether it's time to cull Nilifer. It's been at least 3 years since she last produced a lamb. We didn't shear her this fall. Her fleece was kind of scraggly and felted from her rubbing herself against the barn walls, and it grows back so slowly now for her that she would not have been warm enough this winter if she had been shorn in November. She's really of no economic value any longer. But culling is out of the question. Born on a cold January morning in 2008, Nilifer was the only lamb ever delivered by a vet here. Her mother had preeclampsia and did not survive the birth. As a result, Nilifer was bottle-fed. She did not detach herself from the herd the way that Sultana, the other bottle-fed ewe of her generation, did. She was never tempted to abandon the herd to consort with us humans, but she nevertheless always greeted us and showed us great affection, which we returned. She also handed on the genes for blonde and tawny brown wool that give our herd delightful color variation. No way am I killing her before the time when it will be a mercy to do so. I asked myself, if there were enhanced assisted living facilities for sheep, would I put her in one? Again, the answer is no. Certainly, one could imagine a facility where frail sheep could sit together all day in pens and be fed without competition and without having to get up, the way we warehouse people who need a whole lot of extra help. But as part of a multi-generational herd, Nilufer craves to do what the group is doing. When they go out to graze, as they do whenever the snow melts, she goes with them. All the walking benefits her physically, while moving as a member of the troop, as sheep do on pasture through a mysterious choreography that we humans can't quite comprehend, is good for her mental health. This has been her life for 16 years, and she's not yet tired of it. And, of course, Nilufer is not the only critter needing a little extra help. As I predicted, our annual lambalanche of births began in earnest this Saturday when three ewes lambed. The new mothers, protecting their lambs, tend to stay behind in the barn when I shoo everyone else out to fill the grain bowls. These new lambs also need a little extra help, and they keep Nilufer company. Giving Nilufer that little extra boost is simply giving her the chance I want others to give me when I'm at her stage of life. Let me stay part of a multi-generational herd in my usual environment, even if I need a little extra help. I hope my keepers will cooperate.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.